plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.
Oh, plenty on today. Holden Memories was a standout.
Oh, wasn't it? They're not many are selling, but everyone remembers when they did have one.
Oh, yeah.
I sold my FJ Holden. Do you remember the vintage, the car company that was across the road from the PA hospital? It was now, it got removed when the freeway extensions came
in. Gotcha.
Yeah, they bought my FJ Holden.
Oh, 200.
No, it was about $3,000.
Oh, that's all right.
Because it was vintage 1954.
Be worth a lot more now. It was a three on the tree trip down memory lane.
Oh, aww. Yeah. PM Rich Uncle Mal, he's absolutely butchered an Aussie anthem, hasn't he, man?
Well, he is the voice, so he has trouble understanding how to sing the voice.
Well, the beauty of it is you could only see it on TV, but here at the Big Breakfast, we've got exclusive audio of it. He really did a number on it. It's awful. Also, Bobby Shriekman called in from the Hollywood Hills. I loved what you said about him today, Robin.
Well, Liberace's love child.
That's giving Liberace a bit of credit, isn't it?
You
think he was with a woman?
Well.
You think he might have been?
You know.
Who was the mother then, if it was Liberace was the father? Ooh, Elizabeth Taylor.
No, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
CSI Motto.
Have a look at the latest Wheels magazine. You should see this story. Holden has slipped to 10th place on the sales chart for March, lowest ranking since 1948.
What?
It's below Subaru. It's below, well, it's below everything. Toyota, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Hyundai, Ford, Nissan, Honda, Subaru, Volkswagen. It's beaten Kia. All right, so it's coming 10th now. This is Holden.
Why?
Well, let's find out. I tell you, this bloke knows. Barry Park, he wrote the article, senior journalist at Wheels. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
It's not so much a buyer backlash against Holden. What we're seeing here is Holden, its home ground was South Australia, and South Australian governments, local governments and the state government were actually a very, very big supporter of the car maker. It used to buy all of its cars because it had a buy Australian policy.
Oh.
But we're seeing a big change in things now where, okay, there's no more cars made in Australia. They don't have to be faithful to any one brand. So the buyers that used to go out and buy these Commodores and Cruisers in large numbers are now going out and looking around saying, well, okay, these cars, we can buy them, but they'll end up costing us more than if we went out and bought a Kia or a Hyundai or any one of the other competitors to Holden. So the main part of the backlash that we're seeing here is the fact that these traditional buyers have dried up. They don't no longer have to go out and buy Australian products, so they're choosing the cheapest.
And for most Australians, it was a moment of pride when they would buy their first Holden. Mine was a second-hand HR, and what a beautiful aquamarine it was.
Dave. Mine was a Holden Gemini, which was also a wonderful canary yellow.
So. Mine was an FJ.
A Holden as well.
Yes.
There you go, Barry. Oh. We were holding them together.
The other issue, too, is that Holden had to really consider how it's going to reshape its showroom after the loss of the Commodore. And the Commodore was a big seller because up to half the cars they were selling, the Commodores they were building, were V8s because we're a V8-loving nation. We love going out there with big displacement vehicles and you know, feeling very powerful behind the wheel. But you look at their lineup now, and even the new Commodore that they've introduced, and we have to remember too that the original Commodore that was introduced here was a German immigrant. Now we've got a German immigrant. It's just that instead of being reshaped here in Australia for Australian consumers, we're actually reshaping it overseas for Australian consumers. So it's a bit of history repeating itself. But they've had to completely rationalise their lineup and try and find all these new products that will appeal to buyers. And so far, all of those products that they've brought in, they've failed to fire with consumers at the moment. So, yeah, they just can't find the buyers they need.
Barry, that's Holden's. Let's go on to, can we go on to the biggest scene for everyone? Is it still a case of the top-selling cars in Australia? They was Hilux, then it was Ford Ranger, then it was the Colorado. Is it still that sort of thing? And why, if that is true, why utes? Why is everyone buying utes?
Yeah, how's that for a weird shift? I think the utes appeal because they are so much value for money. You sit up a lot higher on the road. You have that sort of nice tradesman feel. You know, you're feeling connected with the working man and everything like that. So these cars are extremely good value for what they are. But the issue is that they're much, much bigger than the cars we've been traditionally buying. And use a heap more fuel.
With no
Barry,
toolboxes.
Is there going to be a day when we don't see the lion crest on our roads anymore?
At all.
That is a worry. There is speculation at the moment that the Holden name should be dropped. I don't think it should, personally, because it's been a long-standing mark here in Australia. It's very identifiable, very saleable. But there is pressure from overseas, like Holden's owner, General Motors. It doesn't have many of these orphan brands around. The only other one we can think of globally is Vauxhall, which sells in the UK, which, you know, you hear the name Vauxhall and you don't think about great cars. But for Holden, it's had such a long heritage here in Australia of building great, great cars. So to lose it would be, you know, painful for Australians. But I guess we need to also look at there are these commercial forces overseas that say, okay, we can't afford to support individual brands like Holden anymore. So maybe, I don't know, it's a hard thing to predict, but it would be a sad, sad thing to lose it.
Oh, mate, you can catch up with all of this in Wheels Magazine. Thanks very much, Barry Park. Good news.
No worries, guys.
Holden disappearing, and I didn't realise the three of us all had Holden memories.
Yeah, very good ones.
All right, let's bring a bit of this in. Holden Got it. Everyone, 133353, join in, tell us your best story, and I want the two of you as well, your best story from your Holden, from your youth. There are 12 cars per month being sold ahead of Kia. That's where Holden has slumped to, and the days where I had a canary yellow Gemini, I ran a lawn mowing business out of that vehicle. It was just magical. Took the front seat out, mower fitted in there, whippersnipper on the back seat, and that's how I made money when I was a young bloke.
Ted Bundy took the front seat out of his car too.
But then I used the front seat. That was furniture in the house. That's how I watch TV.
That is brilliant. My father had an HR, and I bought an HR too, as a family tradition. But he used to put a board across the, you know, there's a hump in the back where the drive shaft would go down. He used to put a board across that, and it was a little bed when we'd go fishing. So one brother on the back seat, one brother on the board, and dad on the front seat.
That's spectacular.
Turning a house into a home. I don't know whether we were fishing or homeless, but anyway, we had a board.
We want to know about your Holden memories. Brad of Helensvale, what's yours?
How you going, guys? Listen, I've driven Holdens all my life, and just recently my partner and I have purchased a WB ute to make more memories in, because it's a travesty to Holden leave in Australia. It really is. If you can get hold of one, get hold of it and keep it. This car's been sitting under a shed for the last 10 years, and we've just did up. We've actually spent more money on it now than we've bought to keep it going, but it's worth it.
What'd you get it for? How much?
$2,500.
Well done.
Yeah.
The big, beautiful oblong.
Mate,
the beautiful oblong headlights at the front.
That's the WB grille. V8. 253 Tri-Matic. We've kept the bench seat in it. It's on the tree. People wouldn't know where that was, I suppose, but
people know.
Beautiful. That's where the gear stick is, up beside the steering wheel.
Up the column.
I love your passion, Brad. That's just awesome. Marty of Parkinson, tell us about your Holden memory.
Morning, guys. Yeah, my first car was a Holden Kingswood, a V8 station wagon.
Yeah.
Bench seat, automatic on the tree. Fuel was 41 cents a litre.
Hold on, it was automatic. Or do you mean three on the column or three on the tray?
Three on the column,
Righto.
Yeah, the automatic. So what model was it? Can you remember, Marty?
No, it was a Kingswood. It was a 308 with a Holley carburetor. Used to go like the clappers.
There were some interesting colours to the Kingswood. There was a light blue, there was a yellow, there was a green, and there was, my old man had a brown Kingswood.
Yeah, my mum had a brown Kingswood.
Brown.
Oh, brown Kingswood.
Brown sometimes with the white roof.
Over the days. And petrol memories too, 41 cents. Woo!
Oh, didn't ask Marty. Some of those station wagons, Kingswood station wagons, used to have Venetians as well.
What's a Venetian?
Blinds in the side.
Oh, you mean a legit Venetian? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
okay.
Not that legit.
Well, actually, a Venetian is someone from Venice, but I don't think they came with those.
Peter of Perfingary, what is your Holden memory?
Oh, good morning, guys. I'm just wrapped up in the memories of Brad and Marty. They've just described it so well. I had an EH Holden Premier wagon.
Oh, wow.
It was a shocking automatic, but it was my first car, $400, and it was my grade 12. It was the car of the kids, so to speak. But it had a couple of nasty habits in that there was no handbrake to speak of, and park on the... It was automatic, so putting it in park was next to useless as well, and
Right.
More than one occasion, going into a shop to get a can of Coke or something, coming out and finding there's no car there. It's gone. It's rolled 50 metres down the street or something.
It was like kit, just drove itself.
And look, great fun. Friday night down the paddock with the friends. It could do wonderful doughies in the grass.
I'll tell you what, Peter. My brother had an EH automatic too, and the slippery automatic, you accelerate and then it go gong, and it's like whiplash as it kick into gear. When it comes to national anthems, there's probably a couple of unofficial ones. One is K-San by Cold Chisel, and the other one is You're the Voice by John Farnham. Last night, of course, our Prime Minister came under fire because he was seen lip-syncing the wrong lyrics to You're the Voice. Just a quick test, as I did earlier today. You're the Voice, try and understand it. The next line is, Marto?
I already did it.
I can't cop John Farnham.
There it is.
Get clear.
So you're overestimating a lot of our population. I know those first few words and then I'll just hum. Are you telling me, why are you asking this?
It's because the Prime Minister couldn't sing along properly and people noticed that what he was saying wasn't lip-syncing to the song, and so, of course, social media explodes. The question I want to ask is...
Are they upping?
Yeah, again, because he couldn't name an AC/DC song last year.
Yes, I know.
In fact, named a Mental as Anything song as his favourite AC/DC song.
Is he actually
and
a
now
human?
He's been caught. Do you know what? Is it that important that our Prime Minister knows how to sing the lyrics? Yes, it is, after your 30th negative news poll. Mm. You've got to know.
Pop culture, it's so important.
Why wouldn't the Chief of Staff think, well, you know, it's up on the screen, they're singing at the end of every victory, and Australia wins the relay. They cut to him.
Yeah.
He's wearing one of those Nana ponchos.
I've just seen the photo.
It's saturated.
A $2 poncho.
It's so
ridiculous.
Sad.
Hold on.
Hasn't he got a better umbrella? Why is he wearing a POV poncho?
Because he's a man of the people, didn't you know? That's what everyone else was wearing.
John Farnham.
I tell you what, this wouldn't happen at Point Piper, but we have exclusive audio of him trying to sing along. Let's have a listen. We're all someone's daughter. We're all someone's daughter. Ooh, can you look at another person's daughter? In a barrel? You're the voice, try and understand it. Try and understand. Try and understand. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not gonna sit in the toilet. We're not gonna live with. Whoa, 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 whoa. Poor old Uncle Mal. You've got to learn the words, buddy.
Yes. Big breakfast, Triple M. He's our man with all the Hollywood
guys. It's Bobby Shriekman. Oh, yes, he is. And isn't he Liberace's love child? It is the one and only Bobby Shriekman. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Robbo. Hello, Moon Man. Hello, Mardo. And to you, Brendo. Oh, I tell you what, it's Com Games time. I'm sitting up here in the pink Alabaster mansion in the Hollywood Hills. Oh, I can see it all. Ooh, the javelin. Oh, pointy, long, give it to me.
Bobby, tell us about the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle invitation list.
Well, I tell you what, they don't want to invite the Donald. No one wants to see that rancid bonce coming down the aisle, do they? Oh, my God. So what they've done is put a ban on all world leaders because they love Barack Obama, the royal family. They love having a powwow with the Barry, sitting down, having a bit of a chat, but they can't invite him. So they've said no. They can't invite him and not have the Donald there. So no world leaders. Sorry, Malcolm. Ooh, you probably wouldn't know the words to the songs anyway.
Okay. Hey, listen, let's go closer to our home. The Hemsworths' parents, Chris Hemsworth's parents, were at the Commonwealth Games.
I tell you what, everyone's gone sick over the rents, as they call them. Chris calls them the rents. Yep, that's right, Leonie and Craig. And I tell you what, they're pretty hot, haven't they? They've turned out some real beauties there. Liam, Chris, Luke, not so flash, but you always get one in a tribe, don't you? Little Lukey, I loved him as Nathan Tyson in Neighbours. Cute as a button he is.
Bobby.
Russell Crowe's got a new chick.
Oh, yes. Russell Crowe has been linked to, wait for it, BB box.
Oh.
Yes. On the front of all the magazines. Rusty and Fifi. I tell you what, Fifi. She's had Grand Kenny now. She wants one with Rusty. Fifi box.
Okay, Bobby. And the other one is Zuckerberg. Do you see him going to face the Congress in a suit?
He is. He's taken the T-shirt and the jeans off. He's put a suit on and doesn't he look smart? But I tell you what, they say that the nerds are the new rock stars. Once upon a time it was drugs, strippers, affairs, clashing your SUV. But now it's like, sorry, stole your data. Not very rock and roll. Get down the strip, Zucker. Get in there.
Okay.
Okay. Gotta go.
Eliminating as always.
Okay, I want to get your take on something because yesterday we had Peter Fitzsimon, the former Wallaby, good mate of yours, married to Lisa Wilkinson, is also head of the Republican movement. He came on after 8:30 because he was challenging something that I'd said about us not being a republic anytime soon. Yeah. But as the communication was going backwards and forwards between our producer Scott and Fitzy, he was sending text messages that had little kisses on the end. Now, is that right, Scott?
That's correct, yeah.
Which you noted straight away.
I actually got a little bit of a jump of joy out of it, to be honest, because I like this guy and I've always seen him on TV.
Good
I text
author.
Him direct. And yeah. The first one, when I asked him to come on the show, he texts back saying, yeah, no worries, and a kiss at the end of it. Yeah. Now, a capitals kiss, so just one capital X.
So it's a purposeful.
Yeah, and at that point I said to Brendo, maybe this is a mistake. Mm. So I just kept harassing him on text. Second one, good to go, thanks, mate, kiss.
Oh, wow.
And you went for the trifecta?
Third one, thanks for the chat, wonderful stuff. This is after we'd talked to him on the air. And the third one says, thanks for having me, kiss.
That's not a mistake.
Three in a row, guys.
So, Scott, our producer's starting, you're starting to get tingles. You're thinking, I wouldn't mind being embraced by a massive man who played for the Wallabies, yeah, wears a bandana, writes these great
quite to that point, but I did, yeah, I got a little bit of joy.
The door, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, no.
Marto's been very silent in all of this, and I think for obvious reasons. What do you think about kisses on text?
I ran with Fitzy. Now, I just handed him my phone. The last two texts he sent me also put a big X on the end of
Bang.
It.
There there it is.
He was a second rower for the Wallabies. I've roomed with him. He wasn't a very tidy human being, but that is a weird thing. Why was he throwing kisses?
Well, I think
when
that's
when you say
lovely.
Wasn't a tidy human being...
He was untidy. Yeah, right. I don't know how he got hold of Lisa Wilkinson,
like he wouldn't try and kiss you.
No. No, there was no kissing or anything. A very intelligent man. But why is he sending kisses to me, to you, to other... You shouldn't send
them
to other
men.
I don't know him.
I reckon that the message that is trying to send, and I actually send kisses or a kiss sometimes, often when I sign off on a text to a mate, is to say that, you know, I'm a soft and warm human being and I'm loving as well.
What's wrong with an emoji, a smiley emoji or a thumbs up or even a love heart?
The kiss is, you're part of my tribe.
Oh, really?
Okay.
It's more of an Italian-French thing than,
Let me throw this one at you. How would you feel about sending a kiss to our boss Rex or to our big boss Damo?
See, I would keep it out of professional texts.
Oh, these are your mate kisses.
That's probably why we haven't gotten any text kisses.
Yeah, I don't know you guys well enough.
I know, I've got one.
Don't worry, Brenda, you'll get a kiss.
Oh, did you get a moon kiss?
Yeah.
All right, what about if you send a kiss as a bloke to a female that's having a go?
What do you mean that's having a go? That's just being nice.
As Brendo would say, it's pushing the door open.
Slipping your foot in.
So do you ever send text kisses to anyone?
Never, ever.
Never, ever, not even to Kath?
No, I'll send her a love heart, but I've never sent a kiss to anybody.
Well, I would put a kiss on the end of a text to Robin because I've kissed you on the cheek, so, it's like... There's a social contract there, if you like.
I'll let girls send them. Do you send them?
Yeah, look, I use kisses as punctuation. I mean, I'm shocking. I send them all over the place.
That's okay.
And very random spaces. I do feel a little weird when I send them to Rex and I think, how's he going to interpret that? That's our boss.
Sometimes I send him photos of my anatomy. But that's just
that happens.
Do you want to do this?
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
It's a slightly ridiculous and light-hearted one, but are kisses on the end of texts, or let's make it a statement, kisses on the end of texts are okay.
whether they're to mates, workmates, family, is it okay?
Not
to
for
send
men.
A kiss on the end of the text.
And if it's not okay.
So kiss tight, aren't you?
If it's not okay, much like Marto, where is the boundaries? Tell us where the boundaries
don't
are.
Don't just hand them out willy nilly.
The Big Breakfast can of worms.
I reckon I've gone back 25, not one kiss, apart from Peter Fitzsimons yesterday. And Moon, you said you send kisses to your mates. I've checked the last 10 texts we've had, not a kiss anywhere.
Yeah, I don't not consider you a mate. It's just that I don't feel comfortable sending you a kiss yet.
Yeah, no. I'm the only one that got a Moon kiss. Anyway, I've been also looking through my 30 last texts, and I've been dealing with tradespeople at the moment. I'm getting lots of emojis.
Yeah,
like
thumbs up. A lot of tradies deal with thumbs up.
Smiley faces. Cleve from Old Mac Mazda, who I do some work from, he sends me a kiss, but I do a lot of work with Old Mac, so you know, that's my God, it's a car yard. I got a kiss from him.
Car yard people still have needs and desires.
Cleve
does
is
that
a
bloke
mate.
From Malawi send kisses?
The one who you met at the track yesterday.
No. Okay, we're talking about kisses on texts. Mm. I'm so interested to hear from you guys. Jason of Anugra, do you reckon it's okay?
What is wrong with the big fella, Murder? Come on, mate. I mean, you've gone all blokey-blokey again. I mean, you've fished at the precedent this week in regards to male health and
That's
you're
all right.
Okay and everything like that.
Yeah.
What is wrong, mate, with sending a bit of a kiss to a mate to say, well, it's okay at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're sitting in the gutter having a love with your mate, all that sort of stuff and everything like that after a big night out. What's wrong with sending an emoji with a little kiss on the end to say, mate, thanks for everything you've done for me. Are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you?
What's wrong with a smiley face or thumbs up?
Well, you had the thumbs up on Monday, mate, so let's just go back to the coffee.
Thanks, Jase.
Well done, Jason. Greg, I'm Ipswich. What do you think about kisses on texts?
Well, it's whether you do it in public. So I wouldn't send my mates a kiss because I ain't kissing in public. But if I've got any female friends, then when I see him, I give him a kiss on my cheek. Mm-hmm. I'll send him a text with a kiss on the text. It's the same rule applies. If I won't do it in public, I won't do it on a text.
It's not. Are you a hugger, Greg?
Mm. I am. I've got a couple of mates and we've been friends for years. And they live in a state. If I see them, they'll get a hug because they're like a brother.
Right on, brother.
That's nice. Yeah. I like your attitude, Greg.
What's the equivalent of a hug emoji?
A naught, like a zero.
No. If you sent that, someone would just think your thumb had slipped.
What? Yeah, what's the letter next to O?
60% of people say it's okay to send a kiss at an end of the text. Of course.
Can people stop sending me kisses? I just opened my phone.
Get kissing, brother. Big Breakfast, Triple
Love
M.
Marto.
Plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.